AgTech 360 discusses breakthrough technologies that are impacting growers, businesses, and consumers. Hear from industry and academic experts about what's on the horizon.
So I'm Adrian Percy, Executive Director of the NC Plant Sciences Initiative. And today we have Dr. Luke Gattaboni, and I'm going to say your title, though it's kind of long, so bear with me. He is the Extension Soil Fertility Specialist and Associate Professor. Which department are you with, Luke?
Crop and Soil Sciences.
Got to get that right. Crop and Soil Sciences here at NC State. And he's going to be sharing his expertise on the topic of fertilizers and soil health. Now, finding the secret balance of soil nutrients that leads to increased yields is not easy. And Luke has dedicated his research to understanding the unique recipes needed in the field, and very importantly, how to reduce environmental impacts in the process. So welcome, Luke. Let's talk about you, because I'm really always curious to learn a little bit about the guests, their background, where they're from, and how they got into agriculture. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, this is kind of a long story.
That's fine, we got time.
Okay, yeah. I'm originally from Brazil, and my parents, they are farmers in southern Brazil, and we were farming for probably 50 years over there. I'm the first generation in college, and I decided to go to college.
And that was in Brazil?
In Brazil, yeah, to get my degree in agronomy to help my family in the farm. When I start to learn about soil fertility, I got it. I was amazed how the nutrients and the fertilizers can improve the yields and the profitability of our operations. And so I started to work with soil fertility in the research as an undergrad assistant. I became a professor of soil fertility in a university in southern Brazil. And in 2019, the opportunity came, and I applied for a position in the Crop and Soil Science Department at NC State. And so I'm very glad that I start this position over here, and this position is to help our farmers of North Carolina to do a best use of fertilizers and to do a good management of plant nutrition and soil fertility.
It's great to have, you know, obviously collaborators from overseas and coming in with ideas and a different background and perspectives, and I'm sure our local farmers can learn a lot from folks from Brazil and other countries where these production systems are very advanced as well. So let's talk a little bit about fertilizers, and more generally first, maybe a couple of questions. So what are the most important factors that farmers, you know, are thinking about or should be thinking about when they're designing their crop nutrition programs, when they're applying fertilizers?
Well, I think that the first thing that the farmers need to be aware is that we have the soil has its own capability to provide nutrients. We have the natural fertility of the soils. And so when we think about the plant nutrition, we have part of our nutrients that are coming from the soil, and if the soil cannot provide all the amount of nutrients that we need in the right time, you need to know your soil. And the way to know the soil is to do soil testing. And the soil testing is our best tool to understand what the capability of soil in provide nutrients for the plants. After that, if the soil is not able to provide everything, we need to add fertilizers. And so we have this framework that we have for the best use of fertilizers. And we have what we call the four R's. And it's to apply the right source of fertilizer, because we have many different types of fertilizers with different nutrients. And sometimes we have the fertilizer that we have the same nutrient, but in a different form. And for each crop, for each situation, we have a fertilizer source that is that would be the best choice for that situation. And so the source, the applying the right source is the first R that we need to be aware of. The second one is to apply the right rate of fertilizer. And so if you do not apply all the nutrients that we need, we don't have a good yield. If you over apply that fertilizer, we don't have a good profit, because the plant will not respond to all the fertilizer that are applied. If you over apply, the plants will just stop to grow because we have other factors that will be affecting the plant and not the plant nutrition. And also, if we have a big problem, if you over apply fertilizer, we can transfer some of these nutrients to the environment, and some of the nutrients that we are applying, they have the capability to provoke the environmental pollution, especially nitrogen and phosphorus. And so we need to apply the right rate of fertilizer because this is very important.
The North Carolina Plant Sciences Initiative impacts lives through innovative applications and discoveries. By leveraging cutting-edge research and technology, we address global challenges related to agriculture, sustainability, and human health.
The third R, is to apply the right the fertilizer at the right time. And so we have some of this fertilizer, some of these nutrients that we can apply ahead of planting or at pre-planting, and the nutrients will be available through the season for the plants. For some other fertilizer, we need to apply in the week that we need them, because some of them we can just lose them to the environment, some of them we can leach the nutrients. And so for each type of fertilizer, we have a right time to apply. And the last R, the fourth R, is the placement, the right place of applying these fertilizers. Some of them we can broadcast in the soil surface. Some of them we need to apply close to the plant roots because we have less mobility of these nutrients. And for some others, we can apply in furrow. Some others, we need to apply them not very close to the seeds because it can have, for example, the salt effect burning the seeds.
Can we talk about how the use of fertilizers has evolved over the last few decades? So what changes perhaps have you seen, or have farmers told you about that in their manner of applying and using fertilizers? How has that changed?
Oh, it changed a lot. When we think about the type of fertilizer that we had in the 60s, in the 70s, maybe in the 80s, we had very few types of fertilizers, and they were almost the same, and regardless the company that were producing those fertilizers. And so if you want to apply phosphorus, we had three or four types of fertilizer, and it didn't matter from where this fertilizer were coming at that time. It changed a lot because nowadays we have new technologies for fertilizers that will increase the efficiency of some of these fertilizers. And so we have some enhancers that we can apply in some of this fertilizer, for example, to reduce the leaching of nitrogen, to reduce the volatilization of ammonia, or to trying to reduce the fixation of phosphorus in the soil. And so this is one area that changed a lot, especially in the last 20 years, with new technologies, with these enhanced efficiency fertilizers. Another thing that is completely different nowadays from the past is that we have now a lot of biological products that we are using and testing to increase the plant performance. Sometimes it's just to promote a better root growth of plants, plants to exploring better the soil and getting more nutrients because they are just exploring a bigger volume of soil. Sometimes we have some of these beneficial microorganisms that we add with the fertilizer, and they will help to make some of these nutrients more available. And so it's a new world for the fertilizers area now, because we have every year many different products in the market. And I think this is the big challenge that we have, is that to provide timely information for our farmers of each technology is working and worth to apply, and which technology is just in the beginning of the process and still we have to prove the concept. And this is the type of thing that we have in our applied research program here at NC State.
You alluded to it, but let's talk a little bit about your research. So are you working on specific technologies that are helping to increase productivity, but at the same time reduce environmental burden? What are you working on?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the question, because this is a very important question. My program here, when I started, My program is focused on keeping the recommendations of fertilizer for our state up to date. And the reason for that is that we built up our recommendation system for North Carolina from the 60s to the 80s. And after we defined the best rate of fertilizer for our crops, we moved to other priorities. And we have our recommendation system that we need to go back to them and see if they are still adequate for the agriculture that we have nowadays. Looking at the recommendations and updating these recommendations is my biggest goal in the program. It's an applied program because I have a big part of my appointment at NC State is the extension appointment. So I need to produce these applied research, this information, and I need to give this information or to let our farmers know the best way that they should change or fine-tune their fertilizer programs. And so I have a lot of field trials where I'm testing different rates of fertilizers, where I'm testing these different types or sources, different technologies in fertilizers.
So that would include biologicals as well as
it also includes. Yeah, it also includes the biologicals, these enhanced products that we can add to the fertilizers. And so I'm testing these in on-farm trials. And so I'm trying to test this in the reality that the farmers have. And so we can provide them my best information about what they should use, if they should, and in which situation those products should be applied.
Fantastic. And I always ask now at this point for you to get out your crystal ball and look to the future, although it's kind of easier for you because you're obviously heavily in the topic, and so we'll have a lot of insights about how will crop nutrition, how will fertilizer use evolve over the next several decades. What do you think it will look like in the farm of 2030, 2050?
I think the way that we'll get more efficiency, because I think this is the way that we need to go. I think we have this huge concern about the use of fertilizer affecting the environment in a bad way. And so I think we need to work to reduce our rates of fertilizer, increasing the efficiency that the plants can get the nutrients that we are applying, so we could safely reduce the rates of fertilizer, and we still were protecting the yields and the environment at the same time. And so going back in that direction, I think, and this is my hunch about the future, I think that we need to explore much more this amazing world of the microorganisms that we have in the soil. Because, as I said, the plants can get the nutrients from the soil, but when you look to a natural system, we have like 10 billion of microorganisms in each gram of soil. And these guys, they are getting nutrients from a soil that doesn't have a lot of nutrients. And so we need to learn how they can access these forms of nutrients that plants cannot access nowadays. And we should try to transfer this capability to plants in the future. And we maybe produce plants that will be more adapted to get nutrients from low fertility soils, or at least that we could reduce a lot the rates of fertilizer that we're applying nowadays and protect our yields, but at the same time, we reduce the rates of fertilizer that we're using. I think this is a challenging path to go, but I think this is the way that I see the future for this area.
Luke, thank you so much for being on the pod. Really have enjoyed listening to what the future of fertilizers might be. Thank you.
AgTech 360 shares relevant news and breakthroughs with audiences across the globe. Stay connected and join the conversation by following NCPSI on social media.